Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As usual, lots to talk about today. Monkeypox, are you scarred? You scarred? Unless you are a BG. More than a woman, bisexual or gay. More than a woman to me. Unless you're a BG, a bisexual gay of the LGBTQ WTF ilk, then ain't no need to worry. I don't want to call whinings on you, but ain't no need of worrying what tomorrow's going to bring. Yeah, you don't have to worry. Because monkeypox is what I affectionately call monkey butt. Stay away from the monkey, from that monkey business, and you'll be fine. What else we got? We got worthless vaccines. Fauci actually admitted that the vaccines are worthless. Anybody who got this vaccine and the boosters should be able to sue. Just based on the words of Fauci himself. I think we have those words. We captured those words on video and audio. What else we have? Oh, the Inflation Reduction Act. I'm sure that when they announced the Inflation Reduction Act, you jumped up from wherever you were. You stopped your car. You pulled off the road and you started dancing and they was dancing in the streets. Boy, we got a lot of music going. Hey, by the way, why don't you guys have this music ready to go when I'm doing this? Can't you anticipate what I'm going to be doing in the show? Producers are worthless. They know how I feel about them. Anyway, the Inflation Reduction Act, when I heard about it, I got up and danced the jig. Woo! Well, my inflation about to go down. They're going to pay all my bills. Woo! Thank you, Barack Obama. Oh, wait, it's not Barack Obama's president. It's crazy Joe Biden. I feel like every time I think of Joe Biden as president, I think of like those crazy used car commercials. Come in and get your car from crazy Joe Biden. I'm selling cars for a dollar. Which, by the way, I'm going to tell you, the car industry is going to take a serious hit. Because you got a lot of electric cars. Think about all these people driving Teslas. And they're 10 years old, give or take. And that battery is about to go out. And so they go, you know what? I think I'm going to trade this Tesla in. So they go right before. And they, hey, everything's good. And you know they already know they're experiencing something with it. So they go, they trade it in. And then some sucker, not a sucker, but a sucker. Some sucker comes along and he's like, oh, I'm going to give me a Tesla. How much? $10,000. I'll take it. And then they got to put a $30,000 battery in there. Sell you give you the razor, sell you the blades. That's what we used to say when I was in sales. They'll give you the razor and sell you the blades. Because the razor, oh, you're thinking, ooh, I got a razor for $6. And there's like two cartridges in the razor. Yeah, fine. You got that razor for $6. Then you go to buy those cartridges again. And you go to buy five cartridges. And that'll be $150. You're like, what? What are you talking about? I'd rather scratch the beard off my face than pay $150. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. I should have told you this sooner, but I like to wait, let it get buried into the show, and then people go, who is that mask man? That brother from another mother that's speaking on behalf of me? Well, it is indeed Kevin Jackson. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about me and the team. Visit that website often, early and often, just the way Democrats and dead voters vote. And, you know, partake. Find out everything that we do. People are, Kevin, I'm not sure what you guys, what do we mean? You know, you didn't know we did comedy shows. You didn't know we're making, by the way, the comedy show is already there. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com/comedy. Go look. We got some locations on the tap. We've got a host of other things. Making of the Mules, Beyond the Mules. That started. Production has begun. And we have undercover video. Where I think today we will release our videos that show. Well, maybe we did. Did Kenny get a hold of us yesterday? Somebody let me know. Anyway, in the next day or so, you'll see the undercover videos and things that we're making as trailers to the show, to the movie itself. And then we've got lots of great work that we do to help the little children's, but legitimately going in and helping these kids. And then we've got, we're going to be announcing No Whites Allowed, which is our event to thumb the nose at the racism of the left. And we'd have some of the most creative panel discussions and things about white privilege, white guilt, the so-called big switch from party one party to the next, the three-fifths compromise, how the racism of the Democrats has only gotten more sophisticated. We talk about CRE, CRT, diversity, equity, and inclusion, which they should actually call diversity, inclusion, and equity, and call it DIE, because it's nothing but that. We talk about all these issues that white folks are afraid to talk about, and that's why we say, shh, no whites allowed. But white folks, you can come! So we got a lot to talk about. But here's what I did want to talk about this segment. I don't know how much time I'm going to have. But the First Lady Showtime series, a portion of which was about Michelle Obama. Let's just face it. This was a puff piece for Michelle Obama, has been canceled after one season and will not be renewed for a second amid awful reviews and more. It was a 10-part anthology series that debuted on the network. About 6 weeks ago, Showtime said they're not moving forward with a second season. I don't know how much money they wasted on, and the only reason why the story caught my eye was because Michelle Pfeiffer was in it. Michelle Pfeiffer, that white girl. So I paid attention. But the anthology series was supposed to be a piece about Michelle Obama, Betty Ford, and I forget, one of the other white women. So the long story short, it was nothing more than a puff piece for Michelle Obama. Because why would they pick her? They could have done Onassis. There are a lot of other, in my opinion, more exciting first ladies. I think Eleanor Roosevelt was the other one. But they were bouncing back and forth between the different White Houses and these different women that were in them. And it was meant to feature Michelle Obama. It was supposed to be a piece to make people, oh, she's so popular, she's this and that. What have I told you guys about Michelle Obama? I told you, Michelle Obama is as popular as monkeypox. Nobody gives a crap about this woman. Oh, she's something special. She could run for president. The only way Michelle Obama could win presidency is if Dominion is running the presidency. That's it. They always try to make people bigger than life on the Democrat side. They're not. She's the Lena Dunham. You guys remember Lena Dunham? Exactly. Nobody remembers Lena Dunham. Short break, folks. Glad you're with me. Keep it here. Kevin Jackson. See you listening.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I mentioned monkeypox earlier in the kind of getting things set up for the show today. And so we went to the CDC page on monkeypox because it is now the biggest existential threat to mankind. So I wanted to check it out because, you know, we're all suspect, right? Who knows? It'll be the next scamdemic. Hey, everybody hold on to your wallets because monkeypox is coming along. I'm surprised they can even call it monkeypox without the NAACP going, why y'all gonna call it monkeypox? Y'all know people gonna think it's black people doing it, blah, blah, blah. You know, because that's how they think. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to I Think With Sanity. I don't care if you call it monkeypox, you call it monkey butt, which is what I affectionately call it, or you call it white folk pox. I don't care. Just tell me what it is. Tell me, am I supposed to be worried? By the way, the CDC does not make me, I don't have a lot of faith in them. Here's what they wrote. monkeypox spreads in a few ways. And it's almost euphemistic how they do it because they don't want to tell you. I'll let you get to the bottom of it. But just listen to this and tell me how they're not telling you what they should be telling you. Here's what they say. Monkeypox can spread to anyone through close, personal, often skin-to-skin contact, including direct contact with monkeypox rash, scabs, or body fluids from a person with monkeypox. Next one. Next bullet point. Touching objects, fabric, clothing, bedding, or towels, and surfaces that have been used by someone with monkeypox. Contact with respiratory secretions. Sounds so nasty. Anyway, here's the other one. A direct contact can happen during intimate contact, including oral, anal, and vaginal sex, touching the genitals, penis, testicle, labia, and vagina, or anus. And in parentheses, I'm not kidding, they have butthole of a person with monkeypox. But here's what cracks me up. They say oral, anal, and vaginal. They put vaginal in there, and then they go penis, testicles, then labia, and vagina. Or butthole of a person with monkeypox. Then they continue. Next bullet point. Hugging, massage, and kissing. Next bullet point. Prolonged face-to-face contact. So you can't even like put your foreheads against each other and nuzzle your noses or that. Then touching fabrics and objects during sex that were used by a person with monkeypox and that have not been disinfected, such as bedding, towels, fetish gear, and sex toys. I don't know whether this is the CDC have a porn edition, a porn area of their website. This is soft porn here. I can only think that I remember the scene where Gillum, you remember Andrew Gillum, the guy that was almost the Florida governor, the guy that was caught with this male prostitute. And I'll never forget. They said there was fecal matter on the sheets. He's like, I didn't do anything. I don't know how that fecal matter got there. Well, we know, Zorro. We know how that fecal matter got there. Then get this. A pregnant person can spread the virus to their fetus through the placenta. They got to throw that in there. Just to remind you that women can get monkeypox. So it goes on. This is the CDC's website. People, you know, I'm reading this. You might be thinking I'm kidding. It says, it is possible for people to get monkeypox from infected animals. Really? Do we need to go there? Either by being scratched or bitten by the animal or by preparing or eating meat or using products from an infected animal. Yeah, there's one other way y'all haven't talked about with them infected animals, but I'm going to leave it alone. Okay, they go, a person with monkeypox can spread it to others. From the time symptoms start until the rash has fully healed and a fresh layer of skin has formed, the illness typically lasts 2 to 4 weeks. Scientists are still researching. Folks, this is on the CDC website. If the virus can spread by someone when someone has no symptoms. So this is like Wu flu. You don't even have to know you have it. It's like Democrats and your racism, white folks. You don't even have to know you have it to be it. Okay? Then they go on. How often monkeypox is spread through the respiratory through respiratory secretions, or when a person with monkeypox symptoms might be more likely to spread the virus through respiratory secretions. Now, these are what scientists are still researching. And then they want to know whether monkeypox can be spread through semen, vaginal fluid, urine, or feces. Now, I'm going to stop. That's all that my notes. But here's what I want to tell you about monkeypox. Monkeypox is spread from gay men. And the CDC and the media don't want you to know, that you are in very little danger of ever getting monkeypox as long as you're not a BG. More than a woman, more than a woman to me. Yeah, if you're not a BG, a bisexual gay, which means you're a dude who's practicing questionable sexual tactics, the likelihood is you're not ever going to... Monkeypox doesn't even have to be in your lexicon. You don't even need to know about it. It would be like white folks learning about sickle cell. You don't need to know. You ain't getting it, white boy. Sickle cell is a black person disease. Yeah, and it could go on. You get what I'm saying? So, but they're positioning it. And they're making it such that, you know, well, if you have a, and I, maybe it's me, maybe I have it all wrong. And you're going, what's Kevin talking about? Because I was following with him. I was tracking. Okay, I could have it all wrong. Because remember, we do have the T community. So we've got the BGs and the T's. What my friend affectionately calls the Transformers. So maybe what the CDC is saying is, if you're a transgender and you're still doing questionable monkey business, you too might get monkey butt. But here's what I will tell you. However you slice this monkey business, it's limited mostly to the LGBTQIAWTF community. And they don't have the heart to say it, because if they tell you that, then they're profiling. Well, profile. It is what it is. Sickle cells for black folks. I don't go, well, they're profiling a disease that kills mostly black people, but I want everybody afraid. I don't. But look, I'm not going to sound the alarm bell because white folks can't get sickle cell. Oh, man, sickle cell, be careful flying on planes and sitting on your toilet seat. You ain't going to get it, white people. It's genetic. I'm done with monkeypox, folks, but be vigilant out there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States will pursue Russia's efforts to discuss a prisoner swap for WNBA star Brittany Griner. Blinken making that promise at a foreign ministers meeting in Cambodia. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov is also at the meeting and said earlier in the day that Russia is ready to discuss a trade deal for Griner. A gas station in Oklahoma City is the first in the nation to sell regular unleaded for less than $3 a gallon. The price at the pump sits at $2.97 at one 7-Eleven corner store there. Nationwide gas prices have dropped for the seventh straight week. Drivers are paying about $1 less per gallon compared to the peak, which was reached on June 14th. This is USA Radio News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announces he's suspending Hillsborough County State Attorney Andrew Warren over his refusal to prosecute cases regarding Florida's abortion ban and gender transition treatments. Florida AG Ashley Moody claims law enforcement in Warren's jurisdiction support the governor's decision.
Law enforcement came out and expressed their frustrations. They said, look, when you have prosecutors like this that have agendas that are put in front of the safety of the community or helping law enforcement, that's a problem.
Warren claims he's staying on in his position and accuses Governor DeSantis of pulling a political stunt. The Mall of America is back open after it was locked down due to a shooting incident. Police say the incident started as a fight between two groups at a Nike store. Someone in one of the groups fired three shots before running from the scene. No injuries were reported. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Artificial intelligence. It's something I've been studying from my days of engineering when I almost went into, biorobotics. I always wanted to figure out that man-machine sort of gap. Especially the neural pieces of it, because the brain, we talk about supercomputers and things like this, and the fact is your body is the best supercomputer ever invented. It's invented by God. Think about the number of things that you do simultaneously. Right now you're hearing me. So there's that aspect of things. And if I were doing this in video, you'd be seeing me at the same time. And so in seeing me, you're watching my lips move. You'd see my hands moving. You'd be making observations about my facial expressions like this one here, which is a crazy one, right? And so, but while all that's going on, think about all the trillions and trillions of processes that are happening simultaneously in your body. Blood flowing, all the cells of your body accepting nutrients, rejecting nutrients, rejecting viruses, etc. And every one of your senses being activated, your sense of feel is being activated whether you know it or not. Not that you're touching, that you are actually touching a desk or you're touching, you know, the face of one of your producers or something. No. You're feeling the temperature around you. Your body's gauging everything. Your heart is beating at a certain beats per minute based on your activities. Your eyes are blinking in sequence based on irritants that are in the air or whatever you may be going through at this moment. And I could go on. That's the way the body works. It is so complicated. There's no computer that will ever be invented that is better than your brain. Now, that being said, we don't always perceive everything around us. So if you get a computer that isn't caught, and here's what's a funny thing. When we were designing computers, and I'll use Big Blue as an example. When they designed Big Blue to beat Kasparov or whatever, play him in chess, the idea was that the computer would always look at infinite thoughts, infinite moves in chess before it would make a decision. And what they found out is the only way you can make a computer anywhere close to a human being, and get this, you're going to love this, you got to give it error. You got to give it the ability to make a mistake. If it's always looking for perfection, it may never figure it out. And I know that sounds antithetical, but that's the case. And that's the reason why AI is always at fault. Because we see a computer as it's infallible. That, you know, when it calculates how to get something to space and back, it's got to be 100%. That's very true. But there are many decisions that are not 100%. There are many decisions that are 80%. 80-20 rule. There are decisions that are 99%. And there are decisions that are 50-50. You don't really have to care. It's tough for a computer to figure that out. So anyway, this is all leading into this whole AI discussion. Because Hollywood's been tantalizing us with AI for quite some time. Remember the movie Terminator? The idea in that movie was that the computers finally became sentient, and then they took over. They said, we don't need these humans anymore. Why do we got to feed them and birth them and watch what they do, destroying the world, right? So if we can get rid of them, all this is all we need. I don't know which side of the fence this thing is on, because there's a time when I always like, when I actually say to myself, I'd rather have robots than some of these human beings. If you said to me, Kevin, you could get rid of all leftists by just replacing them with robots, I'd say, done. I'd push that button. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about me and the team. I know a little bit about this. Now, look, I'm not mean-spirited toward leftists. I'm mean-spirited towards their policies. I'm mean-spirited towards the idea that they never seem to really want to solve problems and get the solutions. What they do is they connive and they strategize against you. We're making a movie, Beyond the Mules, that will prove to you that leftists are setting things up so you don't count. I chuckle when I see, oh, black people want to make sure their vote matters. Your vote doesn't matter now, black folks. LGBT, your vote doesn't matter. Women, your vote, leftist, feminist women, your vote doesn't matter. All you are is noise in the political system that allows the elitists to say, here's what we're going to do based on the noise. There's not a leftist position, name me one, there's not a leftist position that you've ever heard that is the prevailing thought of any civilized culture, not one. Killing babies? Open borders? There's nothing open. Once you plot your little, you know, place in the sun, I don't care if it's in the deep, dark recesses of Africa, your hut is your hut. Nobody else should be coming in and out of your hut, eating your food, you know, snuggling with your significant other besides you. That's a fact. That is a human nature fact. You don't even want anybody in your space unless they're invited. Let somebody get within a couple feet of you and you're like, whoa, hey, get back here, man. What's up with you? Anyway, going back to these bots. So Google fired an engineer who claimed that the company's AI program, they call it LaMDA, L-A-M-D-A, had transformed into what they call a sentient program, meaning it came of age. It understood its place. Now, we've looked at this with movies, as I said, like Terminator, but The Matrix. There was a movie with Johnny Depp where he plays a guy who's dying and they infuse the computer into him, and then every flower and everything that pollinated had this in it, and we could repair our bodies and brain cells and everything else. And let me tell you, we've made all kinds of strides in these areas. But did it become sentient, and can it ever become sentient? Some argue yes, it will. And when that happens, that's when God will destroy the world. But the world really will have destroyed itself, because there's something about, here it comes, being human. There's something about ignoring all the iterations of humanity. In other words, your color, your gender, your sexuality. You'll figure that out as you move along through the world. You don't force it on anybody. Let nature take its course. God has been so good at giving us the ability to understand these things, you know, and to figure it out. But leftists don't trust God. Leftists believe they can engineer it. They can do it all on their own. So they're going to make the perfect human being. A human being that doesn't care about your race, sexuality, gender, blah, blah, blah. It's going to overlook everything. I just want you to understand, when leftists design this machine, you better be nowhere around it. Think about what they espouse. Just try to design a machine that says black folks are too stupid to get a voter ID. How do you think black folks are going to respond to that? Or the black version of those machines. Do you think a machine would figure out the logic of leftism and go, wait a minute, this makes no sense? I would just say to leftists, be careful what you wish for with these sentient machines that are coming up. But let me ask you this. Since we're talking about sentient, when did you become sentient? When did you recognize that you were a human being, that you were a life form? I remember as a kid going, wow, I could die. I'm living and I could die. I certainly remember becoming politically sentient. I remember it was in the time of Reagan, and it was probably, you know, I was dealing with things with my grandparents who were Democrats, but I was noticing the difference between how we lived and how, what, you know, what my grandparents' belief system was, but how we lived. It didn't go with their belief system. But Ronald Reagan woke me up and went, hey, politically, here's what you should be thinking about. And I became politically sentient. Let me tell you what's happening right now. Many Democrats are waking up. Their artificial intelligence is kicking in, and these people are going, whoa, I got to wake up. But let's go back to this bot. Let me tell you, I don't know if you've seen Twitter and these guys and how they attack you when something happens. Believe it or not, that's not human beings. That is bots. Bots are attacking you. Bots are making comments. We have all kinds of crazy comments on my work when you read an article. It'll be, you know, this article that you wrote really makes sense and blah, blah, blah. If you go get a chance to read some of the articles, it is bots. And they seem very human. When you make calls to call center sometimes, they seem very human. They're not. They're bots. They're engineered responses. And they're getting better and they're getting smarter. It's much more difficult to tell. But if you're discerning, you can tell. And that's where the world is moving towards, is this. Now, I've asked this question many times, and I'm going to get more into this in a bit, in the next segment. Would robots be too bad? I'm telling you right now, we're headed for a time when we will openly accept robots. We're already looking at robot cars. We're looking at robot planes. We're going to be looking at robot butlers, maybe robot pets, robot spouses.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You remember the old robots that went, and they could barely lift their leg, if anything, or many times they just rolled. Or, you know, do you remember the robot, the dance, how the dance was? Now, robots do what humans do. They're robots that can flip. They put gyros in them where you practically can't knock them down. And a host of other things. A robot can run. All kinds of things. And when I was in engineering, the toughest thing to get a robot to do was to stand on one leg. Believe it or not. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out everything about us at that website. And I hope you will. And I sincerely hope you'll spread the news about this radio show. And I know there are people that listen sporadically or whatever. Get people to listen to it, seriously. Just 15 minutes, 5, 10 minutes. And if they're not hooked, then, you know, I apologize to you and I apologize to them. But anyway, we're talking about robots. We're talking about becoming sentient because Google fired a guy named Blake Lemoine, depending on whether you use the French pronunciation. But he's an engineer at Google's Responsible AI Group. They put him on paid leave for violating the company's policy and disputed his claim that a program, an AI program, came alive. Now, the reason I bring this up is because when they start giving us information that says, oh, he lied, this program did not become sentient, it makes me wonder, did he really lie? This is a guy who's concerned about the ethics of artificial intelligence. Elon Musk has talked about the ethics of artificial intelligence. And the reason why this has become a bigger deal is this is no longer the robotic response where you say, hello, this is Kevin Jackson's voicemail. It's not like that. We're to the point where we can, in movies, get this, this is in movie making, we can look at the facial expressions of Tom Cruise and we can stick Tom Cruise in our documentary. There's software to do this. We can mimic his voice. We can mimic his face. We can make it look like he's there. How much fakery can you get away with now with Photoshop? How much fakery can you get away with modifying, you know, with the sound of a voice? We can do it. We accidentally did something one day, and when we had a recorded show, and I sounded like Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart and I have the same voice intonations. The only difference is Kevin talks a little fast and he's a little higher. If I speed up the way I talk, I sound exactly like Kevin Hart. Well, you can manipulate that. You can do that. It's all waveforms, folks. It's easy to do. So with all this technology where you can make something look like it happened or didn't happen, I want you to understand where we are. Now, And when I talk about this, I'm talking about when you watch these spy thrillers and things like this, they talk about, there's a series out called The Terminal List. They completely took a conversation between Special Forces guys and manipulated it. Remember the movie Blade, with Tom, what's his name? Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he's the, running man. I knew I was going to get it. Where they changed the actual audio when he was in the helicopter and made it look like he mowed down the people versus saying, I'm not going to shoot innocent civilians. That was tame and lame in comparison to what can be done today. And here's the real issue with artificial intelligence, folks. Most of this can be done on the fly and you would never know the difference. That is how sophisticated it has become. And this is why people are starting to get concerned. Elon Musk, when Elon Musk chimes in and says, listen, artificial intelligence is really coming of age and it's going to be a game changer. He's telling you, you're not going to know real from fake. This is the Matrix. And this guy, Blake Lemoine, whoever, the guy responsible for Google's Responsible AI Group. That's what it's labeled, Responsible AI. He's sounding the whistle. Google says, if an employee shares concerns about our work as Blake did, we review them extensively. We found Blake's claim that they call it Lambda, is sentient to be wholly unfounded and worked to clarify that with him for many months. So understand, this guy is over the responsible artificial intelligence group at Google, which means he's brilliant. He's a bright guy. And he's saying, guys, I see the future of this. And he's concerned. Lambda, by the way, is short for Language Model for Dialogue Applications. It's a program that is intended to assume the role of a person or object during conversations. Lemoine claimed that the program persuaded him during a conversation that it should be treated like a person. In other words, they've programmed such a level of sophistication in this artificial intelligence software that it believes it is carrying on a conversation. Now, I was having this discussion with some people. I don't remember. This was the other day. I don't remember who it was. And I said, think about this. You have a companion that can have a conversation to the level of this AI that in Lambda. And you say, listen, we're going to go to a cocktail party. It's going to be with the Canadian consulate. And I'd like you to have all the background information on Canada at the ready. And we want to be able to talk about Canadian policies, et cetera. And just let's go back, whatever. Understand that this bot would have all the history of Canada at its disposal in memory. It's got the entirety of the internet, pros, cons, who led what, and all you want to do is say, listen, direct the conversation in such a way as to blah, blah, blah. Who's got more information? I mean, you could be a historian. There are things that you don't know, you don't remember. This thing has every bit of information out there, good, bad, or indifferent, fake, whatever. And if it's anywhere close to sentient, it can pose questions and things like this, and it can talk about all the elements of Canada that you don't even know. But more importantly, it can make you look really good. This is almost like that movie Limitless, where the guy takes the pill and he, suddenly everything he reads, everything he's seen, he understands. But not only does he understand it, he can put it into context. So the next party you go to, it's the Swiss, delegation. Or you want to talk about global nuclear disarmament. And you can go back multiple years. Your robot, your companion can go back all these years and understand this stuff. I want you to just understand why this guy is concerned. And so when you have all this history, and here's what happens with this. They call it, it used to be business intelligence. It was just gathering all the data and just having it available. But then it became interpretation of that intelligence. That was the next evolution. And now when you think of interpretation, think of conceptualizing it. Give that artificial intelligence being something to shoot for. Like, okay, I want to build a model to make sure we can cheat in elections no matter what. Let me explain how government works and you build me a model of how we can make sure we cheat. Board of Elections, all the different people involved in the food chain. Give me a scenario where we never lose an election, and that bot will build it for you because it'll have all the history. It'll tell you what's worked, what hasn't worked. It'll look at who went to jail and why. It can do an analysis, and God forbid, it becomes conceptual, where you can put in the narrative, I want the outcome to be this, and it strategizes how do you do it. And it's got the history of the world at its disposal. Look, folks, I'm not trying to panic you. I'm just telling you, be vigilant about this stuff. Understand, this is a guy telling you that we now have the AI to do this. Add to that the ability to manipulate audio, the ability to manipulate video, the ability to, all these things that we didn't have the ability to do years ago. Photoshopping. I can create an entire alternate world to make you look guilty, and it's done all the time. Inasmuch as I can give you a new identity, I can take away your life. You think this is not happening? This is incredible. There's something behind the scenes here. Let me tell you this. Remember the name Blake Lemoine, L-E-M-O-I-N-E. He may have been the biggest whistleblower. This may be Terminator being played out in real life. This moment where a guy says, we just crossed the chasm. Now, look, again, I'm not... I still believe in the human being. I believe that God has made man as the unbelievable creation in the history of the universe. And we may seem stupid to others and talk about UFOs, but we are bright, brilliant people, and we will figure things out. But let me tell you, God didn't say it would be easy, because we certainly have the capacity to destroy ourselves.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.